What are you willing to do? How much time are you willing to really invest? How much money are you willing to invest? How much effort are you willing to put in? What is your willingness to learn? Some of you think, I'm a 10. I'm a 10. I have a 10 willingness to learn. But I got to go right now because there's a movie I want to see. Okay. Yeah, sure, you have a high willingness to learn. You don't have a high willingness to learn. Are you willing not to watch TV for a week? Ooh, I didn't know it was going to be that hard. What is your willingness to learn? This may change from time to time, but think about it. On a scale of 1 to 10, what is your willingness to learn? 10 is the highest, 1 is the lowest. Generally speaking, people think they have a high willingness to learn, but they don't. The real question is, what are you willing to give up to learn this? What's your favorite thing to do? Is it go to the movies? Is it go bowling? Is it eating in nice restaurants? Is it poker night? Is it watching TV? What is your favorite thing to do? Is it playing with your kids? What is your favorite thing to do? Are you willing to give that up for a week or a month or dramatically reduce that? Golfing? Some of you like golfing? Are you willing to put the golf clubs away for a year? Oh my God, I didn't know it was going to be that hard. What is your willingness to learn? If you don't have a high teachability index, hey, you're all apprentices to me right now, but I'm going to tell you, you're not all going to be Jedi Knights. You're not all going to be masters unless you have a high willingness to learn. And the willingness to learn scale is really the question. What are you willing to give up? So rate yourself right now on a scale of 1 to 10. Now the next variable, and this is even tougher than the first one, what is your willingness to accept change? What is your willingness to accept change? Because I'm going to tell you something, if you're not happy with where you're at right now, you have patterns, you have done things a certain way, you have, most importantly, you have thought a certain way. And that's going to have to change. What is your willingness to change the way you think, the way you feel about things, the way you think about things, and some of the things you do? What is your willingness to change? If you eat at McDonald's 3 times a week, what if I said, you're going to have to change that. You can't eat at McDonald's anymore. Ah! You can still eat food. What if I said that? And you love McDonald's. What is your willingness to accept change? Some of you think, well, I'm a 10 willingness to learn. I'm going to learn this. But change? No, no, no. I don't want to change anything in my life. Well, if your willingness to learn is a 10, but your willingness to accept change is a 0. 10 times 0 is 0. You have a 0 teachability index. You have to have a high willingness to learn and a high willingness to accept change to have a high teachability index. Those who have the highest basically say, I'll do whatever it takes to learn this. Whatever you say, I'll do. I'll give up anything, no problem. I have a high willingness to learn. This is my obsession to learn this. This is my number one priority to learn this. You have a 10 willingness to learn. And you say, I will change anything in my life and change any way of thinking. You have a 10 willingness to accept change. 10 times 10 is 100. You are the perfect student. You are my apprentice. Follow me in a short period of time. Every desire in your life will happen because you'll learn this better than anyone. Now, I have to tell you, I had, when I started, a 10 in the 10. Which is why I learned this so quickly. Because I came from nothing. And I understood a basic concept when I was very young. A guy told me this early on in my training. He said something very profound. He said, Kevin, are you happy with where you're at? And I said, I want more. I'm angry, I'm frustrated, I'm overweight. I'm just not comfortable in my skin. I'm struggling with finances. I want a different life. I want to wake up happy. I want to sleep with a big, I want to go to bed with a big smile on my face. I want to sleep beautifully all night long. I want to wake up excited for the light, my life. I want to accept the challenges that are presented to me with gusto and enthusiasm and vigor and adventure. I want things to go smoothly, and when they don't, I want to laugh at them. I want to just feel great no matter what the situation is. I want to have a healthy body and strong body. I want to be flexible. I never want to get sick. I want to be able to go anywhere, do anything I want. I want to be fulfilled. I want to add value to society. I want to feel like I have a purpose in life. I want to be excited when I look at a tree or a mountain or a stream. I want to enjoy experiences. I want to do things. Those were my desires. Yours may be different. He said, so you want things to be different in your life? I said, yes, I want things to be different. He says, Kevin, if you want things in your life to change, you're going to have to change things in your life. Think about that. Most profound statement I ever heard. If you want things in your life to change, you're going to have to change things in your life. What do you mean? He goes, you're going to have to do things different. You can't do the same thing all the time. If you do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result, you're an insane person. That's just not going to happen. If you want things in your life to change, if you want your circumstances to change, if you want everything to change and be better and different, then you're going to have to do things differently. You're going to have to change different things. You're going to have to change the things you're doing, the actions, but most importantly, you're going to have to change the way you think.